someone on everyone's toes. But when Quinn the Eskimo gets here, everybody's gonna want a dose.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. A police chase in Killeen, Texas has ended inside a shopping mall with police fatally shooting the suspect. CBS TV station KWTX is gathering details.
A man drove into the mall and continued to drive. There's currently four people injured in the hospital with serious injuries. The youngest victim might be six. The male suspect is down and authorities are still working to get more information about him. And authorities are working to clear the scene there at the mall.
The car chase began in Belton, almost 20 miles from that mall. A fifth victim of the car ramming attack on a Christmas market in Germany has died. CBS's Anna Norskievich reports a civilian helped end the rampage.
The vehicle plowed nearly 400 yards through the market before being stopped. A brave vendor reportedly threw an object at the windshield, slowing the car and preventing further harm.
The driver, a Saudi doctor, is in custody. Ricky Henderson, baseball's all-time stolen base leader, has died. In 1991, he broke Lou Brock's record with steal number 939.
Ricky pounds it with his left fist, hands it to equipment manager Frank Sinchek, who gives him a big hug.
He ended up swiping 1,406 bases, most of them with the Oakland A's. This fan in San Francisco appreciates Henderson's legacy.
He was the way an athlete should be. He was smart. He knew where to go. He didn't do anything stupid. And his teams win.
Ricky Henderson was 65. The number of flu cases is surging. CBS New York's Allie Bauman has more.
13 states have reported high or very high levels of flu-like illness last week, according to the CDC. That's about double the states from the week before. The agency estimates so far this season there have been nearly 2 million illnesses, 23,000 hospitalizations, and 970 deaths from the flu.
It's a very highly transmittable virus.
Dr. Manish Sharma is chief of emergency medicine at New York Presbyterian Hospital.
People are going to be getting on planes all throughout the week. What should they know before they maybe travel to see family?
Get vaccinated.
It's day two of the Starbucks barista strike in Los Angeles, Chicago, and Seattle.
The barista's five-day walkout is aimed at hitting Starbucks at one of the busiest times of the year. A union rep says the company hasn't made any movement toward an agreement in the last two negotiating sessions, and a barista who works in an L.A. store hinted that the walkout could be extended.
It's about how the company responds to these actions.
Starbucks claims the baristas make an average of $18 an hour and up to $30 an hour when you factor in benefits, and says the union ended contract talk.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
An acclaimed young actor is about to join a rarefied group. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez explains.
Not only does Timothy Chalamet strum his own chords, he sings live on camera in A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan biopic debuting on Christmas.
How many roads must a man walk down?
He said that I have been working on this character for over 5 years, and there's no way that I'm going to go lip sync on it.
The movie's sound mixer, Todd Maitland, says that presented a challenge.
To me, I looked at it as if we were going to be recording an album every day.
To make it sound as true to the early 1960s as possible,
we sourced out, I think, about 45 period microphones that we would use at all the venues.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you can absolutely tell on this film that it is entirely real.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, temps holding steady for the most part, upper teens to near 20. Partly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high in the low 30s. Chances for flurries and snow showers Sunday night and on into Monday. High warming to the mid 30s. Currently we're at 15.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. They used to be lost. Oh, wasted on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby by the light. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more be used from sin? Mercy, can't you stand that?
To Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
Stop.
Everything turned. There is a season turned. And a time to every purpose under heaven.
Take
And timeless favorites. WRJN.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Work it out and get it straight. I'll say goodnight.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits Monday through Friday. But don't forget, we're here all weekend, too. Hear the Capsule Countdown, Saturday mornings between 6 and 10 with Rick Johnson. Terry Hovel has Rock and Roll Never Forget, Saturday from 10 to 2, and the Music of the Stars with Lou Regani, Sunday morning from 7 till noon. Something for everybody all weekend. WRJN.
Coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Tell my arms they'll hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go. She'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry. Passes by. Go to-
Clouds of mystery forest. Heavy side, so you know I'll never come. can't make it without you. And I'm telling you, honey, you're my reason for laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Sooner or later, love is gonna let you. Sooner or later.
can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Played a marching tune. We all
were clenched in fists of rage.